Matthew 16. And the Pharisees and Sadducees, coming to him, asked him, tempting him, to show them a sign out of heaven. But he answering said to them, When evening is come, ye say, Fine weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, a storm today, for the sky is red and lowering. Ye know how to discern the face of the sky, but ye cannot the signs of the times. A wicked and adulterous generation seeks after a sign, and a sign shall not be given to it save the sign of Jonas. And he left them and went away. And when his disciples were come to the other side, they had forgotten to take bread. And Jesus said to them, See and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees. And they reasoned among themselves, saying, Because we have taken no bread. And Jesus, knowing it, said, Why reason ye among yourselves, O ye of little faith, because ye have taken no bread? Do ye not understand nor remember the 5 loaves of the 5,000, and how many handbaskets ye took up? Nor the 7 loaves of the 4,000, and how many baskets ye took up? How do ye not understand that it was not concerning bread I said to you, Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees? Then they comprehended that he did not speak of being beware of the leaven of bread, but of the doctrine of the Pharisees and Sadducees. But when Jesus was come into the parts of Caesarea Philippi, he demanded of his disciples, saying, Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, Some, John the Baptist, and others, Elias, and others again, Jeremias, or one of the prophets. He says to them, But ye, who do ye say that I am? And Simon Peter answering said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said to him, Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed it to thee, but my Father who is in the heavens. And I also, I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and on this rock I will build my assembly, and Hades' gates shall not prevail against it. And I will give to thee the keys of the kingdom of the heavens, and whatsoever thou mayest bind upon the earth shall be bound in the heavens, and whatsoever thou mayest loose on the earth shall be loosed in the heavens. Then he enjoined on his disciples that they should say to no man that he was the Christ. From that time Jesus began to show to his disciples that he must go away to Jerusalem, and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and the third day be raised. And Peter, taking him to him, began to rebuke him, saying, God be favorable to thee, Lord, this shall in no wise be unto thee. But turning around, he said to Peter, Get away behind me, Satan. Thou art an offense to me, for thy mind is not on the things that are of God, but on the things that are of men. Then Jesus said to his disciples, If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever shall desire to save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what does a man profit if he should gain the whole world and suffer the loss of his soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man is about to come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he will render to each according to his doings. Verily I say unto you, there are some of those standing here that shall not taste of death at all, until they shall have seen the Son of Man coming in his kingdom.